broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 10th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced that checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And as you also know, it is a freedom-loving, faith-filled, family-oriented Friday. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. And I'm finally back in the home studio. Whoa, has it been intense this year? I've been on the road for three separate trips, approximately 10 days each, give or take. One was 11 days, one was 9 days, I think. Anyway, absolutely crazy. Got those three trips out of the way, so I've already been a month on the road this year alone. It's just been an unprecedented year for travel for me. A lot of people travel like this all the time, but for me, it's rough. It's rough to be on the road and do radio and try to have, you know, your full-time job and play and take care of all the different Wow, it's just a responsibility. It's just amazing. Anyway, the good news is I'm home again. We've got more travels coming up, though, man. But it's not going to be near as on the road or as long as it's been. But look, on Friday the 4th, or I'm sorry, on July the 4th and the 2nd, 3rd, around that time, we're going to be down in St. George, Utah, promoting the United We Pledge events. It's going to be incredible, welcoming Tom Jones to the great Olympic state of Utah. We'll be doing that, laying the cornerstone, or whatever you want to say, the groundbreaking for the American Village of the West. Anyway, UnitedWePledge.org to learn more about those events. We'll be doing that at the start of the July. And then middle of July, we'll be live at Freedom Fest in Vegas. Of course, we're going to be doing a press conference for the CSPOA on the 12th. Then the 13th through the 16th is the event there for Freedom Fest. So we got that going on. That's in July. Anyway, we still got some stuff to go, but wow, has it just been crazy. But welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing fantastic. A quick recap of yesterday's show is in order. We talked about Netflix is unapologetically creating, distributing, and marketing content that exploits minors, that sexualizes children, and that, they say, encourages dangerous behavior. Believe it or not, Netflix does not intend to change unless we make them Timothy Wendt, and he's president of the Parents Television Council. And this is a serious, in my opinion, story. I don't really see anybody on it. Even the conservative news people I don't see on this story. Good for Parents Television Council for laying out the truth. They say we are gearing up to pour everything we've got into the fight to stop Netflix from sexualizing our children for entertainment. Will you please help us in this fight? Amen to that. They say we are also sharing your messages of support for the district attorney in Tyler, Texas, who alone was brave enough to stand up to Netflix, ladies and gentlemen, and bring an indictment against the company for distributing a Netflix series called Cuties. They say under Texas Penal Code 43.25, which prohibits any person or entity from producing or promoting a sexual performance by a child. And I guess Netflix is now trying to sue over this. They're trying to sue this, I don't know what you call this guy, district attorney in Tyler, Texas, for doing his job by fighting to protect the innocence of children. Okay? That's all going on. And they say then we'll be taking your petitions to all 265 Texas district attorneys, asking them to follow their colleagues' lead in Tyler, Texas, in filing charges against Netflix under the 43.25 law. Anyway, there you have it. It's a sad story because of Netflix abuse. But you know what? I mentioned this, whether it's Netflix or whether it's satellite radio. Look, we've created these online or forms of entertainment or engagement, whatever you want in the media, that are not subject to the normal FCC guidelines and rules. And I'm not a fan of the FCC. I think it's an unconstitutional agency. But I'm a little less comfortable with this idea that we're just going to promote perversion via the public airwaves or equivalent in modern terms, the digital highway, whatever you want to call it, the internet. Look, we're promoting perversion everywhere. When you turn on your satellite radio and skim across the dial, you hear the F-bomb, you hear all kinds of sexual innuendo and flat-out crazy details. Now you got these perverted shows that are not only promoted to children, but literally perverted acts are performed by children. And so it is just shocking what's going on. And I really appreciate the Parents Television Council for bringing this up. But again, a lot of the conservatives are pretty rowdy in their shows too. So you got to be very careful about that. All right. We also, to end the hour, it was such a downer for the first, three quarters of the first hour of the show yesterday, that we then talked about this guy named Don Milne. And Don Milne is like 65 years old. He's a retired guy. But he takes on the audacious quest to document the lives of all 421,000 American soldiers who died in World War II. Lee Benson, Deseret News had the article. And it's really, if you want to learn more about this, it's storiesbehindthestars.org. And Stories Behind the Stars not only aims to make sure that narratives are written for all 421,000 Americans who perished in World War II, but to have that finished by the 80th anniversary of the ending of the war. And they think that'll be in September 2025 that they'll have to have it done by. It's an aggressive agenda. They say, please volunteer. Help us bring the stories of the fallen to future generations. Anyway, it's Don Milne and crew over there doing a great job, though. I'm just telling you. Stories Behind the Stars. And, again, I have a little bit of concern. We don't want to make these people war heroes. We're not interested in men of war. We don't want to be a people of war. We don't want to promote war heroes. Okay, so we got to walk a fine line here. But we do want to show gratitude for and appreciation of those who sacrificed their lives, or oftentimes those who come back and have sacrificed their health, their families, their stability for America. And on one hand, I don't want to promote a war hero. On the other hand, I do want to show appreciation. And I do want to make sure that those who sacrifice so much get the care they need. Okay, so, you know, how do we appropriately walk that line is the fair, in my opinion, question. All right, second hour was a simulcast with the Sheriff Mac show on Brighty on TV yesterday. And, of course, Sheriff Mac was with us. Richard Mack is the founder and president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. He highly encourages a relationship between we the people and our sheriffs. We need to back the sheriffs as they keep their oaths of office. CSPOA.org to learn more. And the big initiative for the CSPOA right now is to encourage and promote investigations all across the country regarding vote fraud. On one hand, this January 6th issue has opened up big time, and they want you to believe that, hey, you know what, there's no vote fraud. The January 6th was just an insurrection. All the conservatives are crazy. This just shows how racist and hate-filled and violent the conservatives really are. And again, that narrative could not be more false and bogus. There are evidences of vote fraud all across the country that are absolutely beyond provable. If you don't believe me, there's people getting arrested in Arizona right now over vote fraud issues. There's been big government bureaucrats that have now been indicted and prosecuted and have admitted to counts of vote fraud. It all depends on how you define vote fraud. What rises to the level of fraud? What rises to the level of, okay, that's what we're debating. They would say, well, no, Sam, that's not vote fraud. That's just an anomaly. Well, Sam, that's not just vote fraud. That's an oversight. Well, no, Sam, that's not vote fraud. That's just because of COVID. Or, okay, they go on and on and on and have an excuse for every example we bring up. But literally, experts have dug into this. And believe it or not, there's 350,000 voters on the rolls who are dead. Oh, Sam, that's not vote fraud. That's just an oversight. Okay, say what you want. It doesn't matter. The fact is the numbers are being changed with regards to the vote. Call it what you will. Fraud, oversight. We need to clean up these elections, ladies and gentlemen. We need to create accountability. And if there is wrongdoing, then there needs to be prosecution to the fullest extent of the law for that wrongdoing. Anyway, the CSPOA is promoting investigations all across the country. If you want to learn more about the efforts of the CSPOA, CSPOA.org/elections. We'll keep an eye on that ball just for you. I am Sam Bushman, and this is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules, the shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, there's so much to talk about, so little time. It is a freedom-loving, faith-filled Friday. And so we're talking about the second hour yesterday. Sheriff Mack and I had on an incredible candidate. Stephen Johnson is his name. He's a sheriff's candidate in Juneau, Wisconsin. And he's a good guy. He's constitutional. And I sure hope that he gets elected. Anyway, Sheriff Mack publicly endorsed Stephen Johnson on the radio and TV yesterday. And he took a CSPOA survey so that we could learn how constitutional he was. He came on the radio with us, answered questions. Good guy. He admitted he got a red flag gun law question wrong. He misunderstood the question, first of all. And it makes sense that he did because all of his other answers don't square with that one answer. Red flag gun laws are a serious Problem indeed, if you ask my opinion. Really, a listener just emailed me, who we've had on the radio with us before, and I commend him and appreciate him emailing me. His name is Nick Destacho. And Nick emailed me just now, by the way, and says the House has passed a disturbing gun control bill. I'm not sure how it will fare in the Senate, he says, but it may very well pass if we need Republicans supporting anything. They'll do anything. So, you know, they're just, they compromise, right? That's the problem. To those of us who believe in the right, but more importantly, to those few of us who understand that the right can only be supported by the duty to protect, there is considerable concern. If this legislation is passed as is, what is the game plan for the CSPOA, he asks. Thank you, Nick. Well, Nick, let me kind of articulate it this way. I mentioned this with Larry Pratt, formerly of Gun Owners of America. He's retired now, just the other day. And you're right, this is of serious concern. And I brought up this concern on the radio more than once. And yes, they are going ballistic in an era of mass shootings. And we highlighted many times before on this program that before 1999, there really wasn't these mass shootings. I'm not saying nothing ever happened, but for the most part, it was really, 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 really rare. Since 1999, it's been an increasing over and over and over mass shooting scenario. And the frequency and the lives lost just continue to pile up. And I've mentioned 1,000 times on this program, and I'll mention it again. Look, every time you find one of these guys, they don't have a tie to God, family, or country. They have some kind of a relationship problems with the opposite sex. They're spurned by women. They don't have a strong family at all. Their fathers and mothers are either absent physically or oftentimes mentally. They don't have a relationship with parents or loved ones around them at all. They don't have friends. They're always bullied. They're on psychotropic drugs. Always there's some kind of a mental health counselor in the mix. There's a long history of weird mental behavior leading up to this. There's all these things. Somehow they're so ignorant, they can hardly communicate with girls or whatever. It's always a male, but they can always hardly communicate with girls. They're odd. People think they're weird. They show fits of anger. They struggle in school. On one hand, they're not very, I don't know what you want to say, with it or intelligence-wise or whatever. On the other hand, they're so brilliant they can write incredible manifestos about their racist mentality or positions, their conservative values, their whatever. They're articulate as could be in their manifestos, right? And they're always, super highly skilled in weaponry for some reason. They're always way beyond their normal capabilities, all right? Things just don't add up and make sense in every one of these cases. And you put it all together, and oftentimes you dig in and find out somehow there was a provocateur, somebody from the FBI or the Pentagon or the CIA or somebody that was working with them or somehow involved with them. Or there's always these weird scenarios. Okay, and every time you dig into things, things just don't add up. Let me give you an example. Where did this kid that was 18 years old, who worked at like a fast food joint or something like that, who didn't have any money, was failing in school, melting down, how did he write this incredible manifesto to be left behind? How did he then get a bunch of money to buy this high-tech weaponry that I can't even afford? Yet, see this guy, supposedly this ignorant guy, and he's just all a misfit in society and didn't do very well in school, works at a fast food joint, but man, he just happens to get his hands on this incredible military hardware. You know, AR-15s aren't cheap. He had a couple of those dudes, and he, you know, all that. How does this happen? Right? No one digs into that. Was he on psychotropic drugs? No one's digging into that. We don't hear the fundamental questions. So every time, whether it's intentional or not, I don't know. It's hard to say. But we see more and more and more evidence of government involved, psychiatric care involved, drug-induced psychosis by these shooters that just go crazy. Now, where do they get the skills? Where do they hone those skills to get so good? You had highly armed police officers that waited outside for an hour. They were afraid to engage the shooter because they didn't want to have their own casualties. So they left the poor innocent children to die while they protected themselves. But why are they afraid of this guy? How did he become such a sharpshooter and so take control of the situation? The guy can hardly talk in normal life, it seems. But yet, by golly, you get him with a gun and military hardware that he can't afford, and he becomes Rambo. Unstoppable. See, how does this happen? And the answer is, your media is lying to you and promoting gun control. The answer is, you're not being told the real story about these killers, about these people that go crazy. You're not being, you're not getting the whole dossier or the details on these people at all. What you're getting is, they're a right-wing racist, trained to the hilt and totally capable of just murdering everybody. And by golly, the only way to stop them is to steal guns from the good guys. However, remember, it was always a good guy with a gun that stops these guys, right? Every time. So logically, more good guys with guns would stop them, right? Anyway, they're using this and many other examples to push the narrative of gun control. And the Republicans are selling out like nobody's business right now. And both sides of the aisle are guilty of the deep states against us, ladies and gentlemen. But you and I better stand up and stop them from pushing this gun control agenda. I warned you even over the last several days that this was hitting the House. Now it's already passed the House. Red flag gun law. And now they're pushing for it in the Senate. Will it pass? Probably not. But we nevertheless better be eternally vigilant. Watch this thing. We better push hard to our bureaucrats and politicians that are listening, that are getting their ears bent from the lobbies big time on this right now. And they're backdooring this thing, too. So anyway, I appreciate Nick emailing me, and I wanted to highlight his email because I think it's relevant as could be, right? Good for Nick to highlight this, but look, it gets worse, meaning that they're continuing to promote this agenda. They are absolutely, dishonestly promoting gun control as the answer, all right? So let me give you some examples of what they're doing to Nick's point about this, okay? This is really important to understand, all right? Here's the deal. The headline says a team of former Navy SEALs and military veterans have developed what they call gun detection technology. Now implemented already in 25 states, ladies and gentlemen. What is the goal? They say, quote, saving lives. Now they say, as the country has been rocked by a wave of mass shootings in recent weeks, this group was founded in 2018. And it's called Zero Eyes. It's an artificial intelligence company, or an AI company, and it's developed to be a, quote, proactive solution to mass shootings in schools, they say, and in public places, and I would say in every gun-free zone. See, that's the problem, is these gun-free zones. We've always talked about this, right? The company's website explains what their role is and how the technology works, okay? Zero Eyes technology is installed into existing surveillance counties. Zero Eyes technology is installed into existing surveillance cameras in schools and businesses and uses our, quote, artificial intelligence analytics technology that can detect concealed firearms. They say that situational awareness, that intelligence, before the gun is fired, before a shot is fired, they're going to be able to exercise their security protocols, they claim, much more quickly and save lives. Anyway, then they go on and they say people are notified in 3 to 5 seconds and yada, yada, yada. Then this is an absolute bogus lie, and I'll prove it to you in seconds. We'll do it all on your radio. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry. Last night's made-for-TV January 6 show this morning is being called a cover-up of Democrat decisions. Representative Jim Banks on Fox News this morning.
This committee is a cover-up. It's not just a cover-up from distracting from the issues that the American people are demanding that we focus on, like $5.25 a gallon of gas in my hometown in Columbia City, Indiana. But it's a cover-up of Nancy Pelosi's roles and responsibilities as Speaker of the House and oversight of the Capitol Police and Capitol Security. She has documents in her office about why the National Guard was called off because of, quote, bad optics that she refused to give up to the bipartisan Senate Homeland Security Committee.
The Consumer Price Index, released just minutes ago, indicates the U.S. economy is continuing to fail. May's price increase is another 1%. USA Radio News.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
As the U.S. economy goes, so does other economies. The United Kingdom is taking a big hit, too.
Inflation in the U.K. is the highest it's been since the early 1990s. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says their recovery from the pandemic has been hindered by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. He says that energy and grain prices are expected to remain high in the short term, but adds that the UK and other allies cannot abandon support for Ukraine.
Never mind that abandoning the Ukrainians would be morally repugnant, since they are the victims and they have an absolute right to defend a free and independent country. We are simply not in a position to tell them what to do.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
May's consumer price index increase is another 1%, adding to the 8.6% already impacting America's buying power. Shelter, gas, and food are all up again. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm telling you about this new technology. A team of former Navy SEALs and military veterans have developed gun detection technology, now implemented in 25-plus states. They say the goal is saving lives. You see, founded in 2018, Zero Eyes is an artificial intelligence company. And they want to provide the solution to mass shootings in schools and public places, the company website explains. They say Zero Eyes Technologies is installed into existing surveillance cameras and schools in businesses and schools. And they can detect concealed firearms. Now, the problem with this is the lie. They say thousands of fake and real guns have been detected since the company began operating, says Sam Limo, the chief officer. The whole goal, they say, is to save time. The whole goal is to save time, he said. If we can get the first responders alerted, that situational awareness, that intelligence, before the gun is fired, before a shot is fired, they're going to be able to implement their security technologies and security plan, security protocols much more quickly, he says. That will save lives. Now listen to this. They say human analysts, mainly military veterans, monitor a detection. And once a threat is verified, appropriate personnel and first responders are notified within 3 to 5 seconds with the exact location of the gun. Uh-huh. The company conducts drills and pilots with first responders and customers upon installation, the website states. Robert Chacon, a retired FBI special agent and counterterrorism expert, told the DCNF, the system, like Zero Eyes, will help law enforcement respond more quickly to mass shootings. Uh-huh. I applaud a system like this, trying to cut down on the time first responders have to responding to one of these things. He says, I just don't know if an artificial intelligence system like this, backed up by a human reviewing the data, I don't know if it'll cut down that much on time, he says. Artificial intelligence as it is right now, right? In other words, he's saying he doesn't know that the artificial intelligence is good enough right now, is the point. He said, but I applaud the effort. He didn't know if this would get rid of the, well, he didn't know if it would have prevented the mass shootings like this in Uvalde, Texas. You want to prevent these things. You have to prevent that kid from getting a gun. You have to prevent that kid from going down the road of mental illness that makes him want to kill these people. There's a lot of factors, he says, but this is very serious. And you know what? We're on the right track for solutions, they say. Time is crucial in these events. Now, they say that Zero Eyes has been selected by a bunch of schools, and they go on and on and on and on with this, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let me tell you the problem that I have with the whole thing. You ready? Ladies and gentlemen, there was 911 calls that a guy wrecked his car and was outside shooting very, very, very quickly once he started shooting. In fact, 911 was already alerted before this guy even went into the school. But the first responders who got there, well, let's back up for a second. There was supposed to be somebody at the school already on site for this purpose, but they weren't even there. But even when these first responders got there, they literally sat outside, then went into the building, heavily armed, bunches of them, and they did nothing for over an hour. They were too busy looking for shields to protect themselves rather than looking out for the kids. Now, Zero Eyes wouldn't help with that at all. Not at all. They already were alerted immediately. Being alerted 5 seconds earlier, 2 minutes earlier would not have helped. They did not engage the shooter and stop him before he went into the building at all. And even when he went into the building, they went into the building, but they still didn't stop him for over an hour. In fact, it wasn't even the first responders that stopped this guy. It was an off-duty Border Patrol agent who borrowed a gun from somebody else who stopped this thing. As I always like to say, it was a good guy with a gun that stopped this thing. It wasn't the first responders. So no doubt alerting these jokers would not have helped any. All we're doing is we're talking about greater surveillance on the rest of us. So this artificial intelligence technology might be able to use cameras and might be able to use some kind of infrared or whatever technologies and determine if you're carrying a gun. But how's it going to know when it's a good guy or a bad guy? What if it's a good guy with a gun? What if it's a concealed carry permit holder? What if it's a... Okay, this technology is disaster, ladies and gentlemen, because it doesn't have the intelligence to determine what the intent of the person is. Having a gun is not a problem. That is the problem with this whole discussion. That is the problem with these, quote, Navy SEALs and military veterans' idea. You know what? Alerting people to a gun is not necessarily the answer, because a gun in the hands of a good guy is not a problem. In fact, I think that we want more guns in the hands of good guys, don't we? But see, everybody's going to be tipped off. Everybody's going to be alerted to. Everybody's going to be monitoring. Now, a humanoid has to sit there and look at the data coming in from all these cameras, from this, quote, AI interpreted delivery system. And that person has to say, is this person a threat or not? When do I, pardon the pun, when do I pull the trigger on deciding this guy's no good with a gun? Versus when is it okay? And that's the problem. And do we really want everybody walking into a school that may be armed to be scrutinized and monitored and second-guessed and, well, let's try to get into this brain. Let's try to dig into this guy's privacy. How does it detect the guns? Does it show a naked body like the big old airport scanners that we talked about for years? Does it literally, figuratively make a person naked on screen so that you can, you know, what does this stuff do? And what, no matter how it, what about people's privacy? Do you have the right to use some technology to look into a person and determine if they're carrying a gun or not? Or what about the privacy in their person and in their papers? And what about all that? Well, Sam, the ends justifies the means, doesn't it? No, it doesn't. This is where you people are off your rockers. Zero Eyes technology is installed into existing surveillance cameras in schools and businesses, and uses artificial intelligence to detect, they say, concealed firearms. Now, don't I have privacy? Or is my privacy just gone at that point? You see, there's fundamental principles being violated here that people are not highlighting and clearly articulating well enough for people to get it. At first glance, you go, well, man, that's great. Sam, we can dig into this dude and figure it out. That's incredible. But no, I say no. No. Wait. There's fundamental God-given inalienable rights of privacy here that government has no right to breach. Let me say that again. No authority, no right to breach. And if we give this away, what's next? Are we going to roll into the thought police? Where does this end up? And I say that it does not end up good. I'll tell you that right now. It does not end well. Because the second you give government an inch, they'll take a mile. Right? What if they start using this gun technology? I'm going to call it creepy eyes, but they call it zero eyes, right? When are they going to allow that system to be used against conservatives like the IRS was used against conservatives? If it's a liberal, oh, you know what? Don't worry about it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Disaster on Steroids. Final segment this hour in seconds on your radio. Coming up.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, so the problem with the zero eyes technology, I'm calling it creepy eyes, I'm telling you right now, is that, look, it becomes the thought police. This artificial intelligence making a determination after spying on you and violating your privacy in your person, if you will, and then turn that over to some analyst to determine is problematic. Again, if you're a conservative, if you're a normal concealed carry holder, they're going to literally use this against conservatives, just like the IRS was used against conservatives, right? And so this company is a problem. But it gets worse because, look, while they're attacking our right to keep and bear arms and unfairly targeting us, pretending good guys with guns are the problem, lying to the American people, peddling propaganda to epic proportions, okay, it gets worse because listen to this headline. The U.S. military depends almost completely on the communist nation of China for mineral essentials, okay? For a mineral that is essential to creating ammunition and other defense products, according to Defense News. This just got released. The House Armed Services Committee just released draft legislation on Wednesday, which would require a briefing on the, they call it the antimony supply. So the mineral is this antimony, right? They want a five-year outlook on supply chain vulnerabilities as well. And this is the problem. This antimony, I don't know enough about it. I haven't studied this mineral, but it's called antimony, which is essential to the production of ammunition and other defense products. The U.S. has no domestic mine for this mineral, right? Think about that. The U.S. has no domestic mine for the mineral antimony, which is reportedly used in the production of night vision goggles, armor-piercing bullets, explosive and nuclear weapons. China in particular does a remarkably good job at this. In other words, hey, folks, this is serious. Why does the U.S. have no domestic mine to deal with this? Right? This is serious. I don't understand. I don't know. But there you have it. So we depend almost completely on China for this. So they're trying to take away your guns and your ammo and everything else from you domestically. But then we also find out we're dependent on China from a military point of view for all this. Could we put ourselves in a more vulnerable position? Now, it's interesting to me that this gentleman emails me about this. And I appreciate his email. I've kept an eye on these stories, so he didn't provide me any new information, really. But he did highlight this point. And what I like about his reporting, or his information, Nick Testaccio, is that he's highlighting what a concern these gun bills are. And he's right about this, right? But think about it in light of what I'm telling you. New gun legislation is of serious concern. Amen, Nick. You're right as rain. And the reason I bring this up is because Nick was on with us just recently talking about militias. Well, ladies and gentlemen, when they put this new eyes or zero eyes technology in place, you understand clearly that, hey, this strikes at the very heart of the militia. You get this zero eyes technology going on, and pretty soon, hey, everybody who has a gun will be under instant suspicion and surveillance. And that, in my mind, ladies and gentlemen, is the problem. Why do we not want to have good guys with guns? Why are we taking literal attempts to destroy the militia in America? Okay? Whether you say it's able-bodied men, 15 to 45, or whether some say 16 to 60, whatever. All I'm telling you is, look, the people with guns is the great safety net in America. Let's be very clear. And Nick asked, why don't we at the CSPOA talk about this very much? The answer is we do, sir. We talk about it all the time. We're not afraid to mention militias, and we're not afraid of militias, and we agree that militias are an essential part of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Our constitutional republic highlights the necessity, is the word used, of a militia. And that's not for yesteryear. That has not gone away. The necessity of a well-regulated militia still remains today. But this zero-eyes technology would put everybody who's a good guy with a gun under literal surveillance and scrutiny from the get-go, violating privacy to start the narrative. It is a disaster on steroids. Meanwhile, we're subject to the Communist Nation of China for our own, quote, military. Why don't we decrease the military and get rid of the standing army as the Constitution calls for? And why don't we in every state crank up the highly trained, well-regulated, necessary for a free state militia? That's what we ought to be doing. Nick's absolutely right on this quintessential point. Now, we've got to make sure that it's appropriate, that we're not setting up a shadow government. There's some I's to dot, T's to cross. As Nick wisely pointed out, there's ways to go about this in a peaceful, appropriate, checks and balanced way. But it must happen. He's right as rain. Anyway, thanks, Nick, for the email. And I double down on that because we're not afraid to bring this up. What is the CSPOA doing now? Well, we're working on election fraud right now. That's our primary issue because it's essential that we get our votes right. But, hey, in the past, we've had 400, 500, 600 sheriffs join us in rejecting gun control. As you know, Richard Mack beat Bill Clinton over the Brady Bill, the gun control issue, at the Supreme Court, and his court case win, or that quintessential, fundamental, greatest 10th Amendment right decision, stands today as a testament to his original fight and to where we stand right now. Nick, I would ask you, do you have a copy of that Supreme Court case summary that you can refer to? Because if we want to solve the problem, we've got a court case on our side that absolutely doubles down and shuts down the general government and absolutely asserts the sovereignty of the states and the county local sheriff and his jurisdictional authority as well. I don't know what more we can do than get a Supreme Court case in our favor highlighting the point and then to advocate for the crank up of the militia, which is necessary for a free state. Okay, I don't know what more we can do, but we are encouraging sheriffs to stand against this tyranny. We are doing everything we can legislatively to stop these clowns, and we are willing to use every broadcast we have to make sure that we hold the moral high ground on this discussion. And let me make one more point before I let this issue go. Not only do we believe in well-regulated militias being necessary for a free state, amen, but this term they're using called an assault weapon, okay, that is an absolute dishonest, manipulative, propaganda-based lie straight from the pit of hell, okay? Just know that. It is not an assault weapon. If it's in the hands of a good guy, this gun we're talking about, it becomes a defense protection mechanism. The way I like to refer to it, if a woman has one of these guns and someone's trying to rape her, you would call that gun a rape me not. Not an assault weapon. It would be called a rape me not. And any gun in the hands of the good guys is a kill the children in school not. Do you get the point? Assault weapon is a dishonest narrative. Okay? It's not an assault weapon in the hands of a good guy, a sheriff, a police officer, a militia member. A militia member, when the militia's done right, ladies and gentlemen, following the appropriate intent of the founding fathers, a gun in the hands of a militia member is a stop government. It's a tyranny not. Right? Rape me not, tyranny not, shoot me not, take my car not, whatever it be. That's what these guns are in the hands of the good guys, including the militia. But I would even go further than say including the militia. I would say especially the militia. Okay, let's not shy away from militias. Let's not pretend that they shouldn't exist or that they don't have application. They absolutely have the supreme law of the land legal backing. Ladies and gentlemen, let's be very clear. And in every state almost, they have relevant mere backing, if you will, at the local level as opposed to the general level. Right? Sheriff's posses are great, but they can only operate within the jurisdictional boundary of the sheriff. These militias have greater, broader constitutional authority. The pauses because I'm trying to prevent from coughing. Sorry, folks. Anyway, a lot of these big radio stations have delays. And they can press a button and cough. And you won't know because the delay will take care of it. All they do is decrease the delay and, you know, edit out the cough on the fly. We don't believe in those kind of delay systems because we want to be real and raw and truly on the air. There's no script. There's no, effort to present things in a different manner than they really happen. So if I cough, I just have a button. I can mute myself, but there's a delay if I do that. Anyway, I digress. All I'm telling you is militias have appropriate application in America, legally and lawfully so. Let's be very clear and let's not be afraid to double down in defense of that reality. And when they want this zero-eyes technology in place, I submit to you that literally it's criminal. It violates your privacy, my privacy. It presupposes that they can become the thought police and determine via artificial intelligence first and a human second where you stand, what you believe, what you intend to do before you do it. But even if they detect it within seconds and report it, and even if the guys get on scene, what would have happened if the cops got on scene earlier in this Texas case? Nothing. They just would have stood there longer until the good guy with a gun came and stopped the thug, right? That's right. They would have, instead of an hour, it would have been an hour and 20 minutes or whatever the number be. Doesn't matter. The point's the same, right? So, ladies and gentlemen, don't believe the lie. The founders didn't. When King George came for the guns, they said, not doing that. We need to be the same. And, ladies and gentlemen, I believe the militia is a great solution and with great ways to solve this. But remember, the militia has to be properly organized. The term used is a well-regulated militia. The question is, who does the regulating? How does that unfold? And we need to work on that together as a people, ladies and gentlemen, and the sooner the better. I'll tell you that right now. I'm calling for peace. All right? I'll use a Ronald Reagan term. You got to trust but verify. That's what he says. I think you don't got to trust at all. They've proven that they're not trustworthy. What you got to do is verify and double down and make sure that we put the right provisions in place. The militia creates one of the great checks and balances that we've dismantled in America today to our peril. We better change our tune and fast. Hour one in the can. God save the Republic. Hour two coming up. This nation shall endure.